السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. عظم الله أجورنا وأجوركم بمصابنا بأبي عبد الله الحسين وأهل بيته وأصحابه. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أنبياء الله جميعا وعلى سيدهم وخاتمهم حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد، وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين، وعلى سيدي ومولاي الإمام أبي عبد الله الحسين عليه الصلاة والسلام. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: من المؤمنين رجال صدقوا ما عاهدوا الله عليه، فمنهم من قضى نحبه ومنهم من ينتظر وما بدلوا تبديلا. صدق الله العلي العظيم. Condolences to all of you, the free men and women of the world who commemorated and observed the day of Ashura today, who were counseling the Prophet, supporting the Prophet, standing with the Prophet of Islam sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in solidarity for the martyrdom of his grandson, Al-Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. You earned, insha'Allah, the intercession of the Prophet, the shafa'ah of the Prophet, and the shafa'ah of the family of the Prophet on the Day of Judgment, insha'Allah. You have to be proud that you have been chosen, you have been selected by God to be the true followers and true supporters of the truth, of justice, of a freedom, of dignity, dignity for Islam, dignity for the men and women of Islam. This is a blessing. This is ni'mah, blessing, grace, a gift from God to be able, first of all, to recognize Imam Hussein, to recognize the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and second, to stand with them in their commemorations. It's a blessing, it's a gift, it's an honor, and we ask Allah to continue bless us with this honor, and does not take it away from us in this life and in the hereafter. Mu'mineen, there is a cliche that has been circulating every Ashura, every Muharram. The cliche says there are people who are more important than Imam Hussein, such as Prophet Muhammad, such as his father Imam Ali, such as some of the companions of the Prophet. So why you emphasize only the commemoration of Imam Hussein for 10 days or 2 months sometimes? Why do you mourn only Hussein? Why don't you mourn the Prophet? Why don't you mourn his father? Those are more important than him. And this cliche started by Ibn Taymiyyah about 650 years ago, and his student Ibn Kathir. Ibn Taymiyyah and Ibn Kathir, the diehard supporters and advocates of the Umayyad regime, they both started this cliche. And from that day until today, some so-called scholars, historians, they keep repeating this cliche every Ashura, every Muharram. Ibn Kathir says in his book, Al-Bidaya wal-Nihaya, before him, his teacher and his mentor, Ibn Taymiyyah, said in his book, Minhaj al-Sunnah, Ibn Kathir repeats that in Al-Bidaya wal-Nihaya, Volume 8, page 221. He says, وَلَمْ يَتَّخِذْ أَحَدٌ يَوْمَ مَوْتِهِمْ مَأْتَمًا يَفْعَلُونَ فِيهِ مَا يَفْعَلُهُ هَؤُلَاءِ الْجَهَلَ مِنَ الرَّافِضَ يَوْمَ مَصْرَعِ الْحُسَيْنِ. Though the Prophet and Imam Ali were very important, more important than Hussein, but none took their day of death as a commemoration like what the ignorant of the Shia are doing for Imam Hussein today. Let me answer this misconception that some people today, they repeat it, and if they think about it, it requires a little bit of reflection and meditation to find the answer, the right answer. Number one, the commemoration of Imam Hussein's martyrdom is the sunnah of the Prophet. Yes, the sunnah of the Prophet. He was the first one who commemorated and memorialized the martyrdom of Imam Hussein. He was the first who eulogized Imam Hussein 50 years before his death. And this is mentioned in several credible hadith books, history books, tafsir books, and others. One of them is here, this one, Musnadul Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal. It's a very important source of hadith. He says in chapter 1, in volume 1, sorry, this is volume 1, in page 264, he mentions a story that the Prophet wept for Imam Hussein and he made Imam Ali, his father, to weep for him too. This is in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal. دَخَلْتُ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ ذَاتَ يَوْمٍ وَعَيْنَاهُ تَفِيضَانِ قُلْتُ يَا نَبِيَّ اللَّهِ أَأَغْضَبَكَ أَحَدٌ مَا شَأْنُ عَيْنَيْكَ تَفِيضَانِ قَالَ بَلْ قَامَ مِنْ عِنْدِي جِبْرَئِيلٌ قَبْلٌ فَحَدَّثَنِي أَنَّ الْحُسَيْنِ يُقْتَلُ بِشَطِّ الْفُرَاتِ. Imam Ali was surprised. He asked the Prophet, "Did anyone upset you? Why are you see your eyes overflowing with tears?" He said, "No. Nobody made me upset, but this is Jibreel earlier did mention to me, did confirm to me that my son Hussein is going to be murdered." And he mentioned the location, Bishat al-Furat, the bank of the Euphrates. And then the Prophet made Imam Ali cry too. So this is in Musnad al-Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, and so many other books of hadith in the Sunni tradition do mention the same story, that the Prophet himself, he was the first one who launched the mourning, if you will, the lamentation, the tears, the commemoration of Imam Hussein. And not only him, that happened in several incidents. So sometimes he was with his wives. Salama was one of them. Aisha was one of them. And he made them cry too. And sometimes he was with his companions. And he made his companions to cry for Hussein. And sometimes he was on the pulpit in his mosque. And he made it very public that Hussein is going to be murdered. And I want you to stand with Hussein, sympathize with Hussein, and cry for Hussein. So this is the sunnah of the Prophet. We are not doing something new. We are not doing something contrary to the sunnah, to the tradition, to the way of life, to the message of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are adhering. If we commemorate Ashura today, if we consider it a day of sadness, and others, some people consider this to be misconception, it's not a day of sadness, they have to review their books. They have to go and read carefully because they missed these ahadith, unfortunately. They have to go and open their eyes and their minds, and they look carefully to find the hadith or hadiths, many narrations, in different credible sources that says the Prophet himself wept for Imam Hussein. And I am sure if the Prophet is alive today here on earth, he's alive in paradise. But if he comes back to the earth, he is going to weep again for Imam Hussein. لو رسول الله يحيى بعده جلس اليوم عليه للعزاء. Prophet Muhammad, Nuh, Abraham, even Adam, Musa, Isa, and all the prophets are going to commemorate and weep for the tragedy of Ashura. So this is number one. Number two, why Hussein is more important? Why Ashura is more important? Though Hussein is not more important than the Prophet, Imam Hussein is not himself more important than Ali ibn Abi Talib. He's not more important than his mother Fatima. But Ashura is more important than any other events, because it is in Ashura we find the continuation of the authentic Islam. So Islam owes its journey, its safe journey, its recovery. In fact, Islam was dead. Islam was on life support machine during the time of Bani Umayyah. They murdered Islam. They killed Islam. It was Imam Hussein who resurrected this religion. It was Imam Hussein with his blood, with his message, with his sacrifice, with the day of Ashura, who brought resurrection and jump-started Islam again. So Islam owes its recovery and its resurrection to the blood of Imam Hussein. This is why Ashura is important. Yes, it is important, because Islam was dead, and it was during Ashura, 50 years after the departure of the Prophet, peace be upon him, Imam Hussein decided to salvage Islam from under the feet of Bani Umayyah, who were bent to completely obliterate the message of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam through their corruption, through their tyranny, through their facade, through their disbelief in every corner, in every sector, in every dimension of Islam, in every society, in every community. And this is why our imams, the imams of the family of the Prophet, the school of Ahlul Bayt, they emphasize the commemoration of Muharram and Ashura, because in that we find the true Islam. In that we feel that we are dignified, our Islam is not lost, because of the blood of Imam Hussein, because of the sacrifice of Imam Hussein. They command us. It's almost mandatory to commemorate Ashura, because Islam is not just prayers up and down, ruku' and sujood, and then you allow any corrupt to rule over you. This is not the true Islam. This is not the Islam of a Prophet Muhammad. This is the Islam of Bani Umayyah. Islam of Bani Umayyah, they say, it's okay, pray and fast, but we will rule over you with injustice, with dictatorship, with disgrace. We will take away your freedom, your dignity, your value from you. That is not the type of Islam that the Prophet preached. Therefore, Imam Hussein had to come to restore Islam. This is why. If you want to know why Ashura is important, this is why. Ashura is the day where Islam was saved and salvaged by Imam Hussein, alayhi salam. The third thing, the Prophet said something about Hussein that he never said about anyone. Go and search all the books. And this hadith is mentioned in the book of Sihah, the main sources of hadith in the Sunni tradition, as well as the Shia tradition. Husaynun minni wa ana min Husayn, ahabba Allah man ahabba Husayna. Husayn is of me and I am of Husayn. I am of Husayn means that Husayn is my continuation. Husayn represents the continuation of my message, of my struggle, of my risala, of my deen, of my religion. And the Prophet never said this about anyone. Show me if he mentioned something like this about any companions or any family members, show me. He said it about Imam Hussein because he knew through God that Hussein is going to continue his path. Other paths are leading into deviation, except the path of Hussein 50 years after Prophet Muhammad. This is why Ashura is important, because Hussein is continuing the path of the Prophet. So if we mourn Hussein, we are mourning the Prophet. There is no separation. They are inseparable from each other. You can't take Hussein away from the Prophet. You can't take Hussein away from Imam Ali and Fatima al-Zahra and Imam Hassan. You cannot take Hussein away from the Quran. away from the truth and justice. They are one. So when we mention Hussein, we are mentioning the Prophet. And when we mention the Prophet, we mention God. There is no separation between them. They are all together. This is why Ashura is important. Ashura is a day where we celebrate all these through. We celebrate Tawheed, Tawheedullah. We celebrate the Nubuwwah of the Prophet. We celebrate the Imamah, succession to the Prophet. And we celebrate the sacrifice of Imam Hussein. There is no separation between them. And when we say Ya Hussein, as if we are saying Ya Rasulullah, as if we are saying Ya Allah, because Hussein is the servant of God. Hussein is the servant of God. Hussein is not, his path is not different from the path of God. His path, in fact, leads to God. His path leads to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Do you know why Ashura is important now? It's not about because Hussein is more important than the Prophet or Imam Ali. It's because of the event itself. The event is more important than any other event in the history of Islam. Beside, my friends, why do we mourn? Why do we cry? Did you read what happened to Imam Hussein? I really invite you to go and open the Sunni sources. Tariq al-Tabari, Muhammad ibn Jarir al-Tabari, the most important history book in the Sunni tradition. This man died 310. Go and read the details of what happened to Imam Hussein in Karbala on the day of Ashura. How he was killed in the most brutal, in the most tragic, in the most vicious way, in the most inhumane way. Not only Imam Hussein was killed, his head was severed, and also Umar ibn Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, the commander of the army of Yazid ibn Muawiyah in Karbala, ordered the horsemen to trample upon the body of Imam Hussein, to destroy, to crash completely the body of Imam Hussein. Something unheard of in any tradition. We never heard that a hero, a son of a prophet, was completely demolished physically and destroyed completely in the middle of the battlefield. Islam says if someone dies, respect his body, even if he's a non-believer. Recover the body. Bury the body. Respect the body. Don't dismantle the body. Don't deface the body. Don't dismember the body. But all these things happened under the command of Yazid ibn Muawiyah and Bani Umayyah to the body of Imam Hussein and the bodies of his family members and companions. Do you know why it is tragic now? Because it is unprecedented in the history of mankind that a family being completely obliterated by their enemies and it crashed completely, and the camp of Imam Hussein was ransacked and burned down. This is why it's burning. The pain is burning in the heart. And I want you to know why we have pain in the heart and why we cry and why Al-Imam Al-Mahdi, our 12 Imam says, the descendant of the Prophet says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Imam Al-Mahdi says, وَلَأَنْدُبَنَّكَ صَبَاحًا وَالْمَسَاءً, I will weep for you day and night, because these tears are not just tears of sadness. These are tears of resolution, of determination, of self-confidence, of hope, of success, of a planning to the future. These tears are tears of unity, togetherness. These tears of building. These are tears of building the future. Being determined that I'm not just going to sit there and be sad and shed my tears. I'm going to build my future. I'm going to fix my society. I'm going to defend the oppressed. I'm going to stand against the oppressor. I'm going to awaken and give guidance to those who have been misled and lost and confused among the Muslim Ummah, who consider the day of Ashura to be a happy day. They have confusion. They don't know the true story. If they know the true story, they would not celebrate and enjoy and declare as a day of victory in Ashura, where the grandson of their prophet was decapitated into pieces. They would not do that. They will come back to their senses. They will side with their prophet against his enemies. Sallallahu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. Ashura is important, and we're going to commemorate this day every year, inshallah, until the last breath. Because we see our victory, we see our hope, we see the dignity of Islam in commemorating Ashura. Yes, we cry. Yes, we get sad. But this sadness, it's an inspiration for us to do more, to work more, to say the good things, to do the good things. This is why Ashura is important. And as long as Hussein has enemies until today, fabricating against him, fabricating misconceptions against him, and blaming him, we're going to stand for Hussein. We're going to support him. And we're going to clear all these misconceptions. And we're going to invite our brothers and sisters from other madahib to study, to reflect, to investigate, to research what happened on the day of Ashura, to see who was on the truth and who was on falsehood. Let me conclude with one thing. Tonight is the most agonizing, the most tormenting night for the family of Imam Hussein in Karbala. As soon as Imam Hussein was killed, Umar ibn Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas declared in his army, "Ahriqu buyut al-zalimin," burn down the camp of Imam Hussein, the camp of the wrongdoers. He calls Imam Hussein and his family the wrongdoers. Can you imagine? The family of the Prophet are wrongdoers? This is what they said yesterday. And this is what some people say today too. So they burned down. The whole camp was ransacked, set ablaze, and completely was in fire. So the family of Imam Hussein, they started wandering in the desert, roaming in the desert, aimlessly. And then after that, a group of the army of Umar ibn Sa'd went to him. They said to him, "You have fulfilled your dream in murdering Hussein and his children and his companions thirsty. But then we have to give those kids water. They did not drink water for 2 days. They are thirsty. They are about to die." He said, "Okay, give them water." So they filled the water containers, qirab, skin water containers, water from the bank of the Euphrates, and they proceeded to the camp of Imam Hussein. Those kids, the orphans of Imam Hussein and his brothers, when they saw the army proceeding, they were terrified. They thought that they are going to attack them again. So they started running. But someone shouted from the army, "Ya Atfal al-Hussein," or the children of Hussein, "don't run away. We are not intending to hurt you this time. We have brought water for you." So the kids, they stood in their place. The army put the skin water containers on the ground. But the children of Imam Hussein, though they are very thirsty, they did not get close. They did not approach the water. So a commander shouted, "Aren't you thirsty? This is water, come and drink." They said, "Yes, we are thirsty. ولكن كيف نشرب وقد قتل الحسين عطشانا." How can we enjoy this water while our father, our master, our leader, Hussein, died while he was thirsty? Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un wa sayalamu alladhina zalamu ayyamun qalabin yanqalibun. والعاقبة للمتقين. السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك وأناخت برحلك. عليكم مني جميعا سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار ولا جعله الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم. السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته، وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين، والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.